Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the SDI podcast, show number 8. Coming up in this month's program, a brief overview of Sunni Dawat-e-Islami in Ajmer and the eagerly awaited interview of Al-Hajj Qari Muhammad Rizwan, exclusively for the SDI podcast. Before that, a brief look at the news this month.
Delhi, Rajasthan, tumhara ya khwaja. Sara Hindustan, tumhara ya khwaja.
Ijtema News. Sunni Dawat-e-Islami UK is holding a faith revival event on Saturday, 1st of August in Manchester, Jamia Mosque, from 5:30 p.m. Separate arrangements for sisters also made. Sunni Dawat-e-Islami UK biannual Ijtema takes place in Leicester on the 16th of August. The programme will also be relayed live via our website. A distant date, but an important one, the 3-day international SDI Ijtema takes place from 30th of October in Mumbai. More details in the coming months. And finally, as we will very shortly be blessed with the month of Ramadan, we again plan to have a special programme in which we will be focusing mainly on Quran and its importance. And our guest scholar will also be explaining how to recite Quran accurately. He'll also be teaching us some basic Arabic. As well as that, he will also be answering your questions based on Quran and Ramadan. So if you do have any questions, email podcast@sunnidawatislami.net, subject Ramadan, and don't forget to state your country. Please don't send any general Islamic questions, as there will be an opportunity to ask these in our final podcast in November.
Delhi, Rajasthan, tumhara ya khwaja. Sara Hindustan, tumhara ya khwaja. Delhi, Rajasthan, tumhara ya khwaja. Sara Hindustan, tumhara ya khwaja.
This year, like previous years, Sunni Dawat-e-Islami received the privilege to serve the guest at the blessed court of Sultan-e-Hind, Hazrat Khwaja Gharib Nawaz. It seems Sunni Dawat-e-Islami is under special mercy of Hazrat Khwaja Gharib Nawaz. Under the leadership of Hamir Sunni Dawat-e-Islami, a blessed convoy of 300 Muballighs arrived at the evergreen city of Ajmer Sharif, with the responsibility of serving the thousands of guests who come to receive the blessings from the spiritual king of India. Sunni Dawat-e-Islami plays an active role in providing all kinds of support and assistance to these people who come from all over the vast mainland of India and even beyond. One of our Muballighs from UK hadn't even planned to visit Ajmer Sharif this year. In fact, he set off from home intending to visit an SDI Ijtema in London and very spontaneously ended up in Ajmer Sharif instead. How did all that happen? Well, he was so touched by his trip and the whole experience of attending the Chatti Sharif that he wrote his very own article explaining what it was that took him to Ajmer Sharif in such a short space of time. You can read this inspiring article on our podcast page, show notes number
8.
And now, I leave you with the first of the two-part interview of Al-Hajj Qari Muhammad Rizwan. It gives me a great joy and delight to introduce you to the legendary Al-Hajj Qari Muhammad Rizwan from Mumbai. So, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Yeah. I thought you might say the occasional statement as mizaj acche aapke.
Mizaj acche aapke.
MashaAllah. It's nice to have you back in the UK. Even though 2 weeks you stay is not enough. We're never satisfied. And I don't think we ever will be satisfied for the amount of time you stay in the UK. But anyway, how's life in India?
Alhamdulillah. It's going very well, mashallah.
Mashallah. A bit relaxing is probably the last thing on your mind, especially in India. Very busy lifestyle.
Very busy.
I mean, do you ever find time for the family? Ever done a holiday or anything like that? time?
No, I've never gone on a holiday with the family. That's the sort of sacrifice you need for this deen's work, innit?
Subhanallah. Now, I believe you hardly meet up, not even with the Amir Sunni Dawat Islami. I mean, is that quite normal that you don't meet up with him every... How often do you meet him?
Two best places to meet him for me is, one is UK, and that is Madinatul Munawwara.
Subhanallah. So you never meet him?
We do meet every week at the Center Ismail Habib Masjid at the weekly Ijtima. Mm-hmm. And sometimes at his office, the SDI office at Sayyid Ashik Shah Bukhari Masjid Palagali Dongri. And sometimes we do meet for certain purposes. Mm-hmm. But a long interaction, it needs some time, spare time. And neither he has the spare time, nor do I have. So, when we come here to the UK, apart from the programs, then we have plenty of time to talk to each other. And when we are in Madinatul Munawwara, either for Hajj or Umrah, then we have enough time to talk.
Subhanallah. Now, it's an honor for me to have you here, and always is, and I'm very grateful of that. Now, unlike most times you visit the MI studios to recite Nats, this time you're here for a different reason. Yes, you will recite a Nat, and we won't let you leave until you do, inshallah. But Rizwan Bhai, people over the years have admired your beautiful Nats, and we want to know more about you. And I think this podcast has given us a new gateway, basically, to find out more about different people like yourselves from SDI, Sunni Dawat Islami.
Yeah.
So before we start, let's listen to some of your wonderful work of Nats over the years, mashallah.
جب حسن تھا ان کا جلوہ نما انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا میرے سونے مدینے وچ رہن والے آ میرے سونے مدینے وچ رہن والے آ کد مینوں ہی بلا لے اس در تے کد مینوں ہی بلا لے اس در تے کد میری وی تمنا پوری کر دے مدینے وچ رہن والے آ میرے سونے مدینے وچ رہن والے آ میرے سونے مدینے وچ رہن والے آ یا شاہ عمر اللہ کی قسم یا شاہ عمر اللہ کی قسم نبیوں میں اونچا مقام جبریل بھی در کے غلام جبریل بھی در کے غلام یا شاہ عمر اللہ کی قسم یا شاہ عمر اللہ.
Wow, mashallah. That was Qari Rizwan, and he's right here in the studio, exclusively for the SDI podcast. Now, we will talk more about your work of Nats later. But first, like I mentioned earlier, tell us a bit more about yourself. I mean, you were born in Rajapur, is that right?
Yes, Rajapur district, Ratnagiri, Maharashtra state, India.
Is that where you grew up as well, is that right?
Yes.
Mashallah. And you have how many children?
Three
children, mashallah.
Muhammad Hassan, Rida Fatima, and Qudsiya.
MashaAllah. Now, you also, is it Cockney you are?
Yes.
MashaAllah. So, Cockney has a different language as well, is that right?
Yeah. Cockneys mostly speak Cockney.
Mm-hmm.
But my house, we don't speak Cockney, we speak Urdu.
You speak Urdu?
Yes. My family speaks Urdu.
Right.
Yeah. So, I'm not used to speaking Cockney. But and Cockneys also have different kinds of Cockneys. Yeah, if you move from Bombay towards Goa,
yeah.
then after every town or city, the accent and the words and the language, still it's called Cockney, but it changes.
Achha.
So Rajapuri Cockney is different from Chipluns Cockney, and Chipluns Cockney is different from Dapoli Cockney, and that in turn is different from the Raigad Cockney. And if you go deep down there towards south, then the Goan Cockney, Goa.
Right.
Because my village is about 200 kilometers away from Goa.
Right.
So if you go to Goa, it's totally different Cockney. It is also Cockney, mm-hmm. but it's different.
Subhanallah. Now,
like I have experienced here in the UK,
mm-hmm.
If you go to London and people speak English, yeah? Mm-hmm. And if you go to Yorkshire, they do speak English, but the accent is different. Bolton people, they speak English, but the accent is different.
Yes.
So likewise, in Cockney also.
Mm-hmm.
It is basically the parent language for Cockney is Marathi. So it is a byproduct of Marathi, you can say. And the script is also Marathi. And the way they speak is also very resembling Marathi. But it is different. Cockney is something different from Marathi.
So, I mean, I've not heard the Cockney language. Maybe I have and probably not realized it. Just tell us about anything. Attend our weekly stream hours on Sunday. Say that in Cockney or something. Go on. Just enlighten us a bit, this language. Anything you want to say.
Kai Bolu.
I understood that. That was a 2 hour, was it?
As I told you, I'm not used to speaking Cockney fluently.
Right, okay.
I understand. I speak, yeah, but it's difficult for me. Because,
okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So we'll leave the Cockney language aside then.
Yeah.
Moving on. You joined Sunni Dawat Islami, when was it? Back in 1991? Is that right?
Sunni Dawat Islami was founded in 1991.
Right, okay, founded in, okay.
But the work had started earlier on, and I am there since the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you're also, mashallah, a school teacher.
Yes.
What do you teach?
I am... my qualification is MSc B.Ed. I have got a master's degree in science and chemistry, along with a bachelor's degree in education. So I am basically a science teacher. But my B.Ed methods, I have science as one method, and Urdu as the next method, that which is quite unusual in education colleges, because they generally offer maths and science together, science, Urdu and history together, or English or history together. But mine is an odd combination of Urdu and science.
Mm.
So I am at the same time a language teacher as well as a science teacher. And now, alhamdulillah, since last 5 years, I am the head of the institute, so I am the headmaster of the school.
Mashallah, mashallah.
And that is, you know, the school's name is Hashmiya High School.
Mm-hmm.
It is run by Zakaria Masjid Trust in Bombay, and situated at Zakaria Masjid Street, which is adjacent to Muhammad Ali Road. It's a very famous school, which was founded in 1873.
Oh, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah.
And how long have you been teaching since? I mean...
No, I joined this institution in 1996.
1996.
Yes. So it's about 12 years now.
Mm-hmm. So there's like a common theme, isn't there? You read in books and you hear about it, Islam and science. And mashallah, you're a working model of that. You're a Natqa, you're a Muballigh, you're a science teacher. So I think you're the pride of Sunni Dawat Islami in a few words. Now, out of the few languages you speak, you also speak the special language Urdish.
Yeah.
What is Urdish?
It's my own creation, Urdish. When I came to the UK, I was in a dilemma, which language to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because I found there are plenty of people who have migrated from India and they know Urdu very well. And if I exclusively start speaking English, then the generation next understands me, but not the generation past.
Mm-hmm.
Who are older people who have migrated from India and they are settled here. They are not good at English.
That's right.
So I was in a fix, you know, in a dilemma, whether to go fully in Urdu, then the generation next doesn't understand me.
Right.
They tend to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And if I speak Urdu, English, then the first generation doesn't understand me. So I had my own method and started speaking half Urdu and half English. And that was named as Urdish by me.
Urdish.
And that term is liked by everyone, you know.
Yes,
alhamdulillah,
yes.
So I can target everybody.
Yeah, so basically best of both. Yeah. Best of all, subhanAllah. Now, let's first talk about your career or your life, if you like, of what you're famously known for, which is your naats. Now, your naats have undoubtedly captured hearts of many people. Let's again, for a few moments, listen to some of them again.
And that, of course, was Qari Muhammad Rizwan from the album Ya Aba Zahra. Rizwan Bhai is also with us in the studio and he's talking to us about his profile, his life, his wonderful work of naats. He's with us right now. So, Rizwan Bhai, tell us now a bit more about your early education.
When I was studying in college, you know, I did my SSC, which you call here GCSE.
Right.
Yeah. So it was in my village, Rajapur. But then I wanted to continue with my studies. I wanted to do higher studies, but we had no facility in my village. So I had to move out. Ironically, my village was a taluka place. And next to my village, about 22 kilometers away, there is one more village, Kharepatan, which was a smaller village than that. But it has a junior college.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to travel daily with in an ST bus to that place and attend college. I did my higher secondary there, 12th standard. And then, you know, I had almost given up my studies. I was no more interested in the studies. I don't know why. But I didn't want to continue with the studies. I said I will do something in my own village and earn a livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
But then a turning point came when after the colleges started and after about 1.5 months the colleges started, I fell ill. So I went to one of the doctors there. He was a physician, a practitioner, the MBBS doctor. And he's still there. His name is Dr. Kudalkar. So I went for taking some medicine there. And he asked me, Rizwan, you know, are you not studying? What are you doing? I said, no, I'm learning typewriting. So he said, don't tell me that. A boy like you, who is so studious and so sharp, he should continue with studies. Why don't you go for graduation? I said, now who will give me admission for graduation now? The college has started and it's almost 1.5 months. After the colleges have already completed their admissions and process of admission, everything, he said, I will get you one admission in Ratnagiri, in Gokte College. So I was not very keen to go to Ratnagiri. I didn't like that city. But then at his insistence, I went to Ratnagiri. There was one of my relatives in Rajapur, Mr. Yusuf Qazi. He took me to Ratnagiri, and with his influence, even after 1.5 months after the college started, I could get an admission in Kopte College in science faculty. And then I had to live in a hostel and a miserable life there, wash your own clothes, and I had to take bath with cold water and all sort of things, you know. My mom, she was a school teacher. She was a headmistress as well in my village in Rajapur. She was a headmistress of a girls' school. And she was very keen that I get good education. And would I speak English now? My mom can't speak English, yeah?
Right.
But she insisted in those days that you should learn English. You should learn English. Mm-hmm. So she insisted that I should get better and better knowledge of everything. And she used to send me to one of my late English teachers, Faizullah Siddiqui. 7 o'clock in the morning, I used to go for tuitions to him. And he was a very nice man. He taught me English very well. And then I went to Ratnagiri for doing my BSc degree.
Right.
And every day my mom, she used to cook my food in the morning, and she used to send that food, tiffin, on a bus, ST bus, to Ratnagiri.
Oh.
It was about 2.5 hours journey in those days.
Right.
So I used to go to the ST station, collect that tiffin, come to my hostel, eat my food, go to college, come back in the evening, and then again clean the tiffin and send it back home. For about 1 year, my mom did this. And I'm so grateful to her.
Sure.
Says that she took all the pains. And later on, my father, he fell ill. So my mother couldn't do that anymore. So my brother, my elder brother, he bought me a bicycle for about 600 rupees in those days. And then I used to go on a bicycle to somebody's place to eat. And with these great difficulties, I could complete my BSc degree.
Mm.
And when the result was to be declared, I wasn't sure which class I would get. But when I went up to the chemistry department to have a look at the result, my professor of chemistry, K.V. Kulkarni, he congratulated me. He said, congratulations, you got a first class. So my name is still there in the college, in the students who had secured a first class.
Mm-hmm.
So then, after that, after doing my BSc, again, I had no plans of doing any further studies.
Right.
But in the vacation, summer vacation, I planned to go to Bombay. I said, chalo, Bombay chalte hain. Go and just see Bombay sightseeing. So I came to my auntie's house to Bombay. And one of my friends, Milind Gore, he was my classmate in college. So he also came to Bombay with me. And one day he said, let's go and see Bombay University. Bombay University. Let's go and visit. I said, kya karenge jaake? What will do? He said, let's go and see. Bombay University is such a big thing, you know, for us.
Yeah.
So we went to see Bombay University. And there we found out that MSc, for the admission forms for MSc, Master of Science degree, Master's degree, are being distributed. So he said, let us fill the form. I said, no, I don't want to study now. I'm so fed up of studies. He said, no, come on, let's try.
Yeah.
If we can get an admission without anything, there is nothing better than that. So I filled in the form for MSc. And after a week or so when we went there, my name was displayed in the selected candidates. So I got an admission in the Institute of Science, the Royal Institute of Science, one of the best institutions in Bombay. And I got admission there for MSc, Master of Science degree. And I completed my MSc degree from there.
Now, of course, that was your education. Before you started reciting these wonderful Naats, something that could have had a massive impact on your whole career, if I may say, or what you're famously known for as a Naatkhwan, because some choices you made in your life were very, very crucial decisions. And before Kai Rizwan tells us that, let's take a short break.
Sunni
Sunni Dawat Islami works throughout the world, changing lives of many Muslims. Working in the UK, USA, Dubai, Malawi, Mauritius, and India, with only one aim, to bring you closer to Islam and the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you'd like to bring a change in your life, attend the Sunni Dawat Islami Ijtimaas and make a right step in the right direction. Sunni Dawat Islami, the worldwide Islamic movement.
Ya Rasul Allah,
jo choto par shafqat na kare aur baro ki izzat na kare, wo hum mein se nahi hai.
ये कहाँ से पढ़ रहे हो?
अरे मेरे मोबाइल से.
मोबाइल से? किसने भेजा?
सुन्नी दावत इस्लामी ने.
अच्छा, वो तहरीक जो पूरी दुनिया में सुन्नतों भरा माहौल फैला रही है.
हाँ, और सिर्फ इस्लामिक मैसेज नहीं, एसबीआई न्यूज़ और इज्तिमा की मालूमात भी फराहम करते हैं.
मंथली चार्ज क्या है इसका?
कुछ नहीं, बिल्कुल मुफ्त है.
मैं कैसे SMS रिसीव कर सकता हूँ?
अपने मोबाइल से join space SDI Pro लिख कर इस नंबर पर भेज दीजिए 567678.
Join the over 40,000 subscribers of the SDI SMS service and receive daily Islamic messages to your mobile for free. India networks only. Stay connected to Sunni Dawat-e Islami. Stay connected to Islam. Saudi Arabia, France, Australia, Pakistan, UK, Mauritius, Malawi, USA, India, Singapore. Just some of the countries the SDI podcast is reaching. For more information, log on to sunnidawatislami.net/podcast. The SDI podcast, broadcasting to the world. And welcome back. And exclusively on this month's podcast, we're joined by Alhaj Qari Muhammad Rizwan, who's been talking to us about his life, his profile, his wonderful work over the years. And so back to where we were. What was that turning point in your life, Rizwan Bhai?
I used to sing a lot.
Right.
And I had a good voice anyway, alhamdulillah. So I used to sing. And one of the film producers, he had come to our college for conducting one music program. So when he saw I can sing well, see, he that time he had offered me to join the Bollywood as a playback singer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But my friends were so keen that I take up this thing, this challenge and this offer. But I said, no, I can't do this. Because I was associated with this deen's work, you know.
So you had already joined SDI?
Already joined SDI by that time. Not as a muballigh,
right,
but as a listener.
All right. Okay.
I used to sit in the audience.
Yes.
So the effect was already there.
Okay.
So when the offer came, and it was a glittering opportunity for anyone, any aspiring candidate,
yes,
any aspiring singer, you know,
yes,
and who is a college student and being admired and supported by his classmates.
Yes. Yes.
So it was a golden opportunity for me in worldly sense.
Yes, yes.
But I said no, I can't do this. This is not my job, and I don't think this is a good thing to do. So everyone was so disappointed that you people don't get chance and you're getting chance still you're not going. I said whatever it is, but I can't. I put my foot down.
And so you decided to turn to Nawaz Sharif.
Nawaz Sharif, alhamdulillah, I used to pray since my childhood.
Subhanallah.
That also was due to my mother's tarbiyat and the way she brought me up. She had a beautiful voice, alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah. She is still there in my village. May Allah give her a long life.
Ameen.
My uncle, maternal uncle, he had a beautiful voice. And while we were small, he used to take us in his lap and sing, pray some nats, and we were used to nats since I was in the cradle, you know.
Allahu Akbar. So it's running in the blood then, kind of.
Yeah, it's running in the blood.
MashaAllah.
And whenever there was any program in my village, with the Miladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam program, there was any function in the school, I was the one who used to pray nats and do tilawat.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah. From those days, I was. Not as professional as I am today because of the practice and whatever I got. But alhamdulillah, that is why people sometimes they misunderstand that I was a playback singer.
Yeah.
And I was never a playback singer, but I refused that offer.
Yes, yes.
And because I was associated with SDI.
Right.
I mean, with a voice like that, I'm not surprised that, you know, you got offered a contract or whatever. But mashallah, Allah saved you. And you made the right decision.
This is why I would like to make a point here. If you are associated with deen, then Allah saves you and protects you.
Bishak, subhanallah. Yes. Subhanallah. So, like you mentioned, Naat has played a huge role in your life. And that's when it all started from. You kind of rejected the contract or the playback. Let's have a listen to some of your classic Naats.
شکر خدا کے آج گھڑی اس سفر کی ہے شکر خدا کے آج گھڑی اس سفر کی ہے جس پر نثار جان فلاح و ظفر کی ہے سرور کہوں کہ مالک و مولا کہوں تجھے باغ خلیل کا گل زیبا کہوں تجھے جی چاہتا ہے مدینے کو جائیں یہ جی چاہتا ہے مقدر بنائیں یہ
So there you were, your young or your classic Nats. How old were you then? Or should I say, how young were you?
Yeah, maybe I was 23 or 24.
And you are now how old?
43.
So not a big difference, but there you go. Big difference in the sound. MashaAllah. Now, what were the recording conditions like? I mean, surely you never had any digital editing facilities like you do these days. I mean, what would happen if you made a mistake in recording a Naat?
Honestly speaking, in those days, I seldom committed a mistake while recording.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. MashaAllah.
I'm being very honest with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I knew that once I commit a mistake, it's going to be a great task to re-record it again. Okay. Because we never had digital facilities like we have now, yeah. Like the program or whatever you are doing for us. Mm-hmm. But in those days, what you used to do? First, would you believe me? My first cassette, which was recorded, I still remember the name of that cassette was Chamane Madina.
Subhanallah.
It ceases to exist now. It doesn't exist now.
Okay, I don't think I'm good.
And one of my friends, he took me to a restaurant for chai, having some tea. And he had a Walkman in his hand. And he said, "Yahan baitho, Naat Sharif padho. Play some Naats here." And I played the Naats there, then and there. And on the Walkman, he recorded those Naats and they came out with the cassette. Mashallah. And people still bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on, my first studio cassette was Rafiqe Madina, which was properly recorded.
Mm-hmm.
But that was it. After that, we never used to go to the studios because we couldn't afford it.
Okay.
It was so expensive in those days, and I couldn't afford it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Neither SD I could afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So then we had one person who used to take the microphone for us everywhere, and he had I used to call it a dabba, dabba recorder.
Sounded like it as well.
So no CDs, nothing. Yeah, no digital things.
Mm-hmm.
Only the dabba was there kept. And one of my very old colleagues of Sunni Dawat, he's not a Muballigh, but I call him Mukhlis-e-Millat, Irfan Bhai Namakwala.
Mm-hmm.
In his office, in his shop,
mm-hmm.
you know, after the shop was closed at night after Isha Namaz, we used to with Usman Bhai, the backbone of Sunni Dawat Islam, mm-hmm. you know him.
Yeah.
And he was my announcer.
Right.
And I used to pray in Naats. Okay. And sometimes I had to stop because some mice, you know,
yeah. I remember you telling me this years ago.
They used to run around everywhere, here and there. So I thought, "What will happen now? This will come out of the sound. This will be running here." So in those conditions, you know, we used to record those cassettes. But still, Alhamdulillah, no echoes, no reverbs, and no delays, and no feedbacks. Nothing. It was just a simple cassette naturally recorded, and still people used to buy it.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter how you record it digitally or with proper echo sound or Dolby sound or whatever. Now the facilities are available. Mm-hmm. It should echo in your heart, and it should come from your bottom of your heart, and it reaches Madinatul Munawwara. Mm. Once it reaches Medina, it reaches everybody's heart.
MashaAllah. Now, just mentioning that recording conditions again, where you heard mice or people chatting in the background whilst you were recording, and I again have recordings of your nats, and from the, like you mentioned, the Dabba recording, regardless of the fact, these recordings had probably the greatest impact.
Hey, chaman hi chaman Madine mein, hey, chaman hi chaman Madine mein, unki dekho paban Madine mein, unki dekho paban Madine mein, aayi phir yaad Madine ki rulane ke liye, dil tadap utha hai dal bar mein jaane ke liye.
Jhule 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 pyare Muhammad nur ke jhule mein jhule, unka jhula rehmat wala, unka jhula rehmat wala, arsh se ala arsh se bala, kehta hai jhulane wala, kehta hai jhulane wala, nur ke pakar jhule.
So, there you were, another classic clips there by Al-Hajj Qari Muhammad Rizwan. Now, again, you sounded very young there, and I think this next clip gives it all away, how young you really do sound.
Sunni Dini Cassettes ka markaz, Hajiyon ke liye Maa Naaz Tohfa, Rafiq Madina. Aur yaad rakhiye, har sanichar ko baad namaz isha, Ismail Habib Masjid, Muhammad Road par, Sunni Daawat Islami ka Sunnat o Bhara Ruh Parwar Ishtema hota hai. Zarur shirkat farmayein.
Now, later we'll be listening to a few more of your nats, the classic nats, and I'll be asking you to pray one of them, the same one, now in 2009, and we'll see how well you do. We'll compare them. Okay. Now, like you mentioned, despite the notorious low quality recordings that you had in those days, your nats really took off, and very quickly you became a household name. Undeniably, there is a great sense of admiration for your nats. I mean, when I first heard your nats, it was unbelievable. It was like a magnet. You just attracted to it. I mean, listen to your nats, you just want to listen to more and more. I mean, I found that time, and I still do, that you have a completely different, a unique style from the other Natkhans. I mean, I've heard nats before, but yours was completely different. It kind of, you can tell this is different. This one's different. So I think that's what really attracted the attention. I won't hesitate to say that your nats took me completely away from music. In fact, I was so influenced. I started building a collection of your nats after that. And if you probably remember, I used to write you pages and pages of letters.
Yeah.
To saying that how much I enjoy your nats, and how much we admired you recording nats in India and sending them here in the UK, and how much influence it was having on us.
I remember when I was here for the first time in the UK for the Sunni Ijtima here, okay, of Sunni Dawat Islami, mm-hmm, at Harewood Leisure Centre, Bolton.
That's right.
Do you remember that?
I absolutely do, yes.
And after the day's workout, you know, in the I say it's a workout, because it was a gymnasium where the Ijtima was being held. There, yes, was no other place for the Ijtima. Now, alhamdulillah, we have got Noor Hall.
That's right, yes.
Oh, our own Noor Hall, our own SDI center. We can have Ijtimas there. Mm. But in those days, it was the gymnasium where the Ijtima was being held.
Yeah.
And at night, you know, when I was slightly resting, you and Irfan bhai, Hafiz Irfan, you came to me. We were not familiar faces for each other in those days. You took me to a car, a black car it was.
Oh my word, you remember.
Yes, I remember that. And you made me sit inside.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize what's going on. And you asked me to pray one Nash Sharif there. And you recorded it on your Walkman or whatever.
Dildar se Bismil.
Yeah, Dildar se Bismil.
Yes.
And then you told me, ke, doesn't matter if you cough, if you take some deep breath, whatever, if something is going wrong, if you make a mistake, we will always edit it and yes. correct it. I didn't know how it could be done.
Yes.
So I was very suspicious about that.
Okay.
Frankly speaking, very suspicious. कि ये कैसे हो सकता है कि मैं खांसूंगा तो फिर आवाज नहीं आएगी क्या? But then later on, you explained in a letter to me that this is what reverb is all about, and this is what the program, you know, then you can record as many things on it as possible, and you can commit as many mistakes as you want to, but anything can be taken care of. And then later on I realized that there are new horizons in the recording systems, and it's thanks to you that I got those quality recordings, alhamdulillah. I always remember you, what you say, MIS Studios,
MIS Productions,
where MIS quality really matters.
Mashallah. Yeah, I mean, you really had made played a big role in our lives, alhamdulillah. I mean, like I was saying, every time I used to go to a stall after a program, I used to frantically look for your Naad cassettes at the stall. And because I'd probably have most of your collection, the guy, every time I asked him, have you got new Gaher Rizwan cassette, he's always saying no. But and that's when I'd really be disappointed and basically go back home. And I felt like saying to that man, you know, what are you doing? You should have these, you know, do that. Things like that. So I found that at that time, and I still do, that Naats are more meaningful than anything else, than listening anything, you know, anything else. Not only you listen to them and enjoy them, but there's a feeling of connectivity.
Yeah.
You can relate to it more.
Yes. Definitely.
Music doesn't. There's no relation.
No. Music, as it said in Hadith Sharif, that if you listen to music, it creates hypocrisy in your heart. Nifaq. Gana, okay. New music is sunne se dil mein nifaq paida hota hai. If you listen to Naz Sharifs, then it creates, it enhances your ishq-e Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love towards the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It gives you immense pleasure, and basically every single human being, he loves to listen to beautiful voice, good voice. For example, if you go to a certain masjid for namaz, and the imam sahab, I don't want to degrade them. Okay. Every imam is respectful, and he deserves respect. Every alimuddin deserves due respect, alhamdulillah, and we do respect them, alhamdulillah. But for example, I'm telling you, if the imam doesn't have a good voice, then what happens is, if he tries to pray a long ayat of Quran, a big ayat of Quran, a big surat of Quran, so many ayats, then people tend to get, you know,
tired.
Tired, or I don't say bored because it's Quran Sharif, but sometimes
impatient.
Sometimes you can't concentrate because of his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if someone was having beautiful voice, and Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said in his Hadith Sharif that beautify Quran with your beautiful voices.
Subhanallah.
Or it may mean that beautify your voices with the help of recitation of the Holy Quran Sharif. So if he has got a beautiful voice, then, and if he prays a short surah, then you feel, oh man, he should have prayed more.
Yes.
So why what made you think that? His voice.
Voice, good voice, yes.
Yeah, good voice has a good effect on your everybody who is listening to it. Sometimes you listen to so many programs, and the presenter has a good voice, a charming voice, a soothing voice, then you just keep love to listen to him. Yeah, so this is what it is all about. So now it is up to you to use your voice as you like. If you want to use it in songs, you're going to spoil it. If you want to use it in Quran Sharif ki tilawat, you're going to use it definitely. You're going to be rewarded for that. And if it is in Naz Sharif, then alhamdulillah, you get connected to Medina.
Subhanallah.
And once you get connected to Medina, the powerhouse is there. You get the power, the energy for deen and dunya, everything.
Subhanallah.
So Naat plays a great role in developing one's character and his life and lifestyle.
Subhanallah, absolutely. Now, Rizunba, you first came to the UK in 1996, if I have this correct. And I believe you have some good memories in the UK, especially of Blackburn. Why is that?
Yes, definitely. I can't forget those days in the Masjid Raza Balakla Street when I first came here for Aitikaf in Maah Ramzan Sharif. Before I came here, I didn't know that what I was supposed to do. But when I came, I realized that the concerned parents, they definitely are looking forward to me to do some magic here. I'm not a magician, I know that. But I had full faith in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I still recall those 10 days in Masjid Raza Balakla Street, mm-hmm. and those were the special days. Alhamdulillah. Do you remember those days?
Yes, golden moments.
Yes, you must be remembering them. And I remember I used to give dars after Fajr namaz. Then we used to pray Chash, then Ishraq, mm-hmm. all those namazes. Mm. Then we used to go to sleep for resting before, yes. and then used to get up before Zuhr. Then after Zuhr, also, I used to give a small dars. You remember that?
Yes, yes.
And in those days, those were winter days,
really
season.
Cold days,
it was snowing outside. Yes. It was so cold outside.
Yeah.
And the roza was very small.
Right.
At 4 o'clock, it was Maghrib time.
That's right.
So after Zuhr, a small dars. And then we used to sit after Asr till Maghrib. Imams, they used to give a short dars. And then I used to take over from them.
Yeah.
And till Maghrib, it used to go on.
Mm.
And I used to do dua. And after Maghrib, you used to have the food and everything. And after Isha and Taraweeh,
mm.
We used to have long mehfils.
Yeah.
And because it was short days, winter days, mm. short days, so we had plenty of time to talk to sit and interact. And I had declared on the mic that I am available here 24/7.
Mm.
Whosoever wants to ask me anything,
yeah.
any youngster who wants to approach me with his problems, mm. he is welcome. And inshallah, I will never shy away from him, from my responsibilities of interacting with him.
Subhanallah.
That helped me a lot. And the bond which I created with the youngsters, it's still existing there.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah. And I'm very happy to see,
yes.
that those my friends who were sitting with me in the Aitikaf in those days, now they have become fathers and now their children are coming to me.
Subhanallah. Yes.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes. It was at that time you really drew a lot of people towards,
yeah,
you.
You were the one who used to come and sit there.
Oh, yes,
right?
Yes. One of the
now
rabbis.
You're coming with your son, Faizan.
That's right. Yes. Yes. Alhamdulillah. And inshallah that will continue.
Yeah.
For years to come, and I'm sure that's like that with many parents as well. Yeah, so these are some of your nats from 2000, actually. These were the nats you were praying in Balaklava Mosque, but of course, these were the nats you recorded out there.
Yeah.
कौन शहर मक्का में सुबह सुबह आया है जिसके नूर से आलम सारा जगमगाया है जिसके नूर से आलम सारा जगमगाया है दिल दर्द से बिस्मिल की तरह लौट रहा हो दिल दर्द से बिस्मिल की तरह लौट रहा हो सीने पे तसल्ली को तेरा हाथ धरा हो है वही शाहिद वही मशहूद है नूर उसका हर जगह मौजूद है चल कलम चल कलम अब हम्दे रब मकसूद है तेरा मेरा सबका जो माबूद है चल कलम
So there's truly a sense of magnetism in your voice, as you've heard. Now, as well as appearing on BBC Radio, you've also made several unforgettable appearances on Radio Ramadan in Blackburn.
Yeah.
This was, again, back in 2001. I mean, that's when people really got to know you.
I still remember those days when I went to Radio Ramadan studios for broadcast, live program.
Okay.
And people started listening to me. And I was surprised to see people walking towards the Radio Ramadan studios. And by the time I finished, it was full of people.
Yes.
The studio itself was full of people.
Yes, yes.
I still remember some certain person walking with a stick in his hand to Radio Ramadan. Do you remember that?
Yes, I won't mention the name, but I do certainly remember. That's when really people got to know that there's somebody called Kari Rizwan from India who's got a wonderful voice and he plays beautiful naats. I mean, I remember once you finished praying naats and people ringing one after the other, requesting naats.
Yeah.
And there were so many people ringing at the same time that the telephone lines got congested. And the management decided to get another telephone saying, like, let's set up another line and get the other people to ring on this separate number. Now, I have a clip of that and I guess some of your golden moments in the UK. Again, back on Radio Ramadan in 2001.
That's great.
And the final part of the interview continues next month, where we ask Kari Rizwan how he keeps his voice in good form, what changed him, who he's most inspired by, and many more questions, including...
If you are tired, you come home in the evening, and the first thing that comes to your mind, I'm going to hit the bed. I can't do anything else now. And suddenly someone calls you for a mehfil. Now, what you do? Do you say yes or do you refuse?
That and lots more in next month's podcast. In the meantime, don't forget to visit our webpage, sunnidawatislami.net/podcast. Assalamu alaikum.